Hello.
Hi, Chris. It's Sarah. Sorry I missed your call earlier. We had a fire alarm and we got evacuated from the building. I've only just come back in now.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Let me guess. Someone left the toaster maker on in the kitchen somewhere?
No, we get it quite often where offenders who are required to provide urinalysis testing for drug use, they'll pull the alarm.
Oh, Jesus Christ, there is like 50 million things I could say in response to that in one term, and at the same time, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I know. I also wanted to let you know, too, that, yesterday afternoon, I had court appearances because, you know, sometimes we are required to go to the parole board or, you know, we might be required to go over to court to provide
evidence.
Oh,
you actually have to go on excursions, do you?
Yes, all the time, Chris. My job's not just sitting here being a paper pusher, that's for sure.
Sorry, you could have fooled me.
No, yeah, we do home visits. We do urinalysis testing.
Where's my home visit? Come visit me at home. No, where's my home visit? Come visit me at home.
No, because you're not high risk, so.
Well, how do I be high risk? I probably don't want to know the answer to that question, do I?
No, and you don't want to be high risk, trust me.
No one ever comes and visits me here anymore.
Well, so I wanted to say I wasn't avoiding you. I just, I'm sorry. I've had a lot of other pressing stuff going on and but I did get Peter to try call you and he tried to call you twice yesterday afternoon. But
your boss, I wondered why he was calling me. I figured he was calling me to say stop calling you.
Oh, no. Peter's not my boss. Peter's our on-site psychologist and you
requested...
Yeah, you requested a call back, and I got him to call you.
Sorry, I'm mixing up names then.
What's the name
of your boss that I...
Andrew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was a guy, and so I guess at this point I think my brain's mixing up names with similar amount of letters in them, even though they've got no freaking correlation to the other name whatsoever. I just...
That's okay. The brain does that at times, doesn't it?
Like, no, I called... Thomas Emerson, the independent MLA in Canberra's office, like last week, and I asked to speak to Rory, and Rory is Senator Pocock's primary staffer, and Thomas Emerson has a primary staffer who's also a male around the same age with a similar sounding voice, also with a four-letter name, except he's like Dean or something instead of Rory. But like at this point my brain's just like substituting close enough similarities just because apparently the names have the same number of letters, and like I never used to mix up names to that like silly extent before. I don't even know what the fuck my brain is doing anymore.
So have you thought, I know you don't want to go down the like eight, you know, the, have you thought maybe about,
I don't know what I want to do anymore with anything. I just know I don't want to go through a fourth Christmas entirely alone again.
Yeah, okay.
Look, what I do know is that I don't intend to and I haven't tried to at any point, but every day for the past 3 years, I've wanted to kill myself at least once a day. I haven't tried to do anything about that the entire time and I don't have any intention to now, but yeah, honestly, I wanted to die. I wanted to be dead every day for 3 years at this point, and that has never gone away.
Okay.
Endlessly turned up gaslighting me about being suicidal. I've never been suicidal. I don't want to keep going through this endless torture.
Yeah. Okay. Because what I'm thinking, Chris, I'm not sure if you have also thought about this or not, but have you considered potentially like a psychiatric treatment order and doing the monthly depot?
I don't even know what that is, but the problem is all Access Mental Health want to do is force me back onto the dangerous medication for the bipolar I never had, which has been more than confirmed by a whole bunch of health professionals of far more professionality and experience than they have, who spent far more time with me. But Access Mental Health has decided to continuously override what my diagnoses even are or aren't on the basis of zero evidence and no fucking assessment. At this point, I don't even know what fucking nonsense they put on my discharge report from the hospital when they took me over there from the fucking watch house. But, like, it's... like, I'd love... I've been wanted fucking healthcare, dental care, psychiatric care, all of it for ACT Health. And I haven't been able to access any of it for years. And the problem is, I mean, that's what that video and that... Did you even look at those at that document of what I was accused of as the basis for that hearing last year and notice in the video that none of those allegations was even brought up in it because they didn't have any evidentiary basis for fucking any of it in the first place anyway? I mean, oh, the guy's calling politicians with grievances. Ignore the fact that he used to be best friends with most of them and he was a political journalist and, like, you know, an authorised media, you know, representative at the Assembly. He's calling politicians with grievances and he owns a couple of Bunnings hammers. Or therefore, he's going to murder Assembly members with hammers because hammers are weapons. That's literally the written logic in that fucking application for that ACAT hearing last year. Like, this is the level of, like... not even stupidity. Stupidity is far too much of an intelligent word for Access Mental Health, unfortunately. Like, they don't know anything about autism. Like, they've openly admitted that nakedly to me, blatantly, at multiple times over this point. You know, their staffers are not a psychiatrist or even, like, you know, GP or nurse qualified. They're social workers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, which is mostly a nothing qualification. Because any good social worker, it becomes good from experience and from doing it, not from whatever they, you know, was in that fucking certificate too, or you know, a TAFE, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done plenty of entry level TAFE courses between, you know, Cert 1 and Cert 4 level in the past, like, you know, until you even hit Cert 4, it's not even really above fucking, you know, high school level.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and I'm not trying to demean, social workers as a profession. But the fact is, I spent ages asking these guys last year, like, what are your medical qualifications, and wondering why it is that they would absolutely flat out refuse to ever answer, hang up on me, just like go cold whenever I asked them that. Because by the time I eventually got the answer out of them, it was, none of you actually have any medical qualifications. You've never actually had any disability. Actual training whatsoever. You have a social worker qualification, and Heart and Access Mental Health don't even actually undertake any disability, training, like, you know, any of the stuff that you should actually know for the specific job that you're doing with the power to detain people based upon your freaking say-so, and you've got no fucking medical qualifications whatsoever, even fucking disability awareness. And, like, this is meant to be frontline quality mental health care, like...
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is I've known more about Asperger's and autism the entire time than these idiots have. Like, I tried discussing... They assumed that I was intellectually retarded because I was trying to discuss autism with them at such a high psychological level that they couldn't understand what the fuck I was talking about because I was referring to things like autistic diagnostic overshadowing, which is an area that your psychologist knew but not by that proper clinical term. And so I confounded them so much because I was actually talking psychology and psychiatry so far above their knowledge level that they assumed that I was intellectually retarded because they couldn't understand what I was saying. Their own intelligence and capability and knowledge around it is so deficient that they are so stupid that they assumed that I was literally intellectually disabled because they couldn't understand the high-level psychology and psychiatry I was talking to them about. And the only time I ever saw a psychiatrist when they did force me into the mental health ward was the one moment when I went out to try and get some sun on the third day that I was there and had this 70-year-old chief psychiatrist guy come out and stand over the top of me directly in my sun eyelight sight for about 2 minutes and just lecture at me and then walk away, and that's supposedly a psychiatric assessment. From that, he determined I don't have autism, I don't have bipolar, I don't have ADHD, I definitely have bipolar and a whole bunch of other things. From 2 minutes standing over me in the sun and talking at me and, like, you know, that is the standard of care. Like, I've never even had a chance to have an actual conversation with one of their psychiatrists. Not even in the fucking, you know, like, when I was in the psych ward 8 years ago, which was also on a bullshit false basis for it. Like, a false report was called in by a
a media manager who didn't want me revealing something that was going to harm her left-wing activist client, because I actually stupidly believed that the truth was more important rather than just, you know, the fucking left cause back then. But I'd been in there for 14 days by the time I realised that I'd only been held in an ED11, and I hadn't even been, I wasn't even on compulsory hold for the previous 3 days at that point. For 14 days, I hadn't even seen a GP at that point. Occasional nurses, but like, I'd been waiting a fortnight. I haven't even seen a doctor. So I went to them and I said, I've been here 14 days. I'm only on an ED11. I could walk out here and discharge myself right now. There's nothing you can stop me doing it. I haven't seen a doctor in 14 days. I'm going to, you know, if I haven't seen one by tomorrow, I'm discharging myself because, like, you know, I'm not, like, you know, you're not providing me any healthcare whatsoever here. Like, you know, why am I even here at this point? I'm clearly more like, you know. And then the next day, you know, this psychiatrist walks in, diagnoses me with Asperger's. Never heard of before, of course, at that point. I stay in the ward another 3 days and do the, you know, like the RADS test and a bunch of other stuff that he wants me to do so he can confirm the diagnosis. And then I'm discharged. And this is the thing. This is the standard of healthcare that you get from doctors and psychiatrists. All I got was out of that almost 20 days in the cycle back then was the diagnosis of Asperger's, and that was it. And then I was discharged, no follow-up care. Oh, congratulations, you have a disability. We won't tell you anything about it or what to do with that information or like, you know, anything relevant. You have Asperger's, you know, good luck. Fine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, and I was just, it took me 2 years to even figure out what to even fucking do with that diagnosis. Yeah. Like, you know, and then, you know, go through a year's worth of nonsense of trying to apply to the NDIS via a psychologist, only to have them reject the report, only to have to jump through a whole bunch of hoops to get that original psychiatrist who was by then in private practice, Dr. Matt Sellen, who's since been run out of the state and fucked all his patients, you know, to actually, you know, redo the, you know, essentially the same report and submit it to the NDIA to have them then accept it, because they'll accept reports from psychiatrists but not from psychologists, even if the information is the fucking same. Like, I mean, I was told I had POTS a year and a half ago. Do you think I was told anything about the condition or how it affects me or what, you know, I need to know about it or treatments or management or anything for it? Like, most of my diagnoses throughout my life have just been effectively handed to me. There's zero information, zero follow-up care, and I've been left to figure it out on my own at some future point.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, I would love psychiatric care, but ACT Mental Health have done nothing for the past 2 years, but demonstrate they have zero intent to provide that to me. Because the fact is, the psychiatric ward is a mental asylum.
Yeah.
It's just a prison for people that have far too many problems that they don't want to actually do anything about. And so it's just, it's purely chemical restraint.
Yeah.
That's all it is. They shove people in there, chemically restrain them, don't give them any treatment, and then shove them back out the door again. And with absolutely no follow-up. Like, I'm sorry, but that is not fucking healthcare.
So, Chris, I'm so sorry. We do late night reporting on Thursdays, and I have a client who's
5:51. Here. Yeah, I was wondering why. So, it was looking a bit dark outside now.
Did you want me to see if I can get Peter to call you tomorrow? Because, like you said, you thought it was Andrew calling you, but I know Peter wanted to try and reach out to you because you had asked a few times for him to call you. And remember last week he was sick?
The last few days I'm sleeping the majority of the time. It took 24 hours after the weather shifted for my house to even cool down inside. And since then, I'm terrified to run the heater now there, because even though it's actually really cold, because all I'm going to do if the weather shifts again and I don't notice is like fuck myself again. Like, you know, like the only way I'm going to survive even the next week or two at the moment is by trying to keep the house as cool as possible in between.
I'll arrange for Peter to give you a call in the
afternoon.
With
the heat, that 30 degree day was like 40 degrees for me. At this point, I'm not sleeping, I'm not eating from it, nothing actually depresses. I don't even need to smoke cannabis when it's that hot, because like I feel I can't function. It just shuts me down physically and mentally. The heat fucking cripples me.
Yep.
And by this point, like, this is what I mean, that I've reached the point of no return. No one is coming here to help me, and my health has declined beyond the point that I can do enough to help myself anymore now. And I never get it. I can't do anything about the aircon or anything. And this is just, like, I went through this last summer when I was forced to move over fucking Christmas and New Year's. I don't even get to get a holiday.
And then, you know, waited and waited and waited for housing to put the aircon in here and suffered badly over last summer. Barely made it. And...
Okay.
My health is too poor at this point in my life. I don't know how I survived so many years without adequate cooling and stuff, but by this point, like, my health wasn't so terrible back then. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm not going through a fourth Christmas alone. I don't have any life left. At this point, I don't even know who I am anymore. There's nothing left to save.
Did you want me to call Access Mental Health?
Oh, God, no. Because all they'll do is kidnap me and chemically restrain me, and then the RSPCA will take my pets away. And nothing about that is going to make anything any better. And there's literally no one to come here. Like, I can't even call. Even if I was suicidal, I can't even call Access Mental Health at this point, because there is no one who will take care of my pets. And not providing for them is not in any way going to make me feel better in any situation. So the fact is, I can't do any... I'm not going to do anything to harm myself. I don't intend to, but I can't, because I'm the only thing my pets have at this point. They have nothing else. And if I can't take care of them, then no one is going to. And I'm not someone who will inflict cruelty on animals. I'm like my fucking neighbour. I just know that nothing has changed in the past 3 years other than everything I had, everything I knew, and everything about me has been wiped out. There's no point to my life anymore.
All right, I'm going to arrange for Peter to give you a call tomorrow afternoon. I know you're better in the afternoon because you tend to probably nap during the day.
At this point, I don't know. I can't. With the weather, I don't even know at any time of day, and I'm up, and then I'm exhausted, and I'm down. I'm like,
Yeah. Okay.
It's Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Once you take out stable sleep and the ability to eat, you know, yeah, people's health, mental and physical, declines pretty damn quickly, doesn't it? But the fact is, no one cares about any of the medical impacts on me. That's the whole reason I'm in this mess to begin with.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, none of this should be your burden.
No, it's okay, Chris. I'm just, I wish I could just give you a little bit more time, but I'm really sorry. I do need to get going because I have another client who's been sitting here since 5:30. But I am going to arrange for Peter to give you a call tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope you can at least get some rest tonight and, you know, with a little bit more of the coolness. Take care, Chris, and I'll get Peter to call you tomorrow, okay?
You know what it's like to continuously wake up crying? I didn't even know that was possible until the last couple of years, but...